Welcome to Open Book, where Raj Shekhar opens his heart and mind. Hope on Horizon is the 15th and the last blog in the series, The Ignored Crisis, dealing with various aspects of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Every journey carries its weather. Some begin under clear skies and discover storms only later. For millions of families, dementia arrived like a sudden squall, uninvited, unrelenting, redrawing the map of everyday life. At first, it was barely a ripple. A forgotten name. A story told twice. A key left where it did not belong. Then the wind strengthened. Confusion crept in quietly. Fear followed. Horizons shifted. And yet, within that turbulence, something luminous endured. Love did not dissolve. It learned new shapes. Resilience did not roar. It bent, adapted, and held. In kitchens and hospital corridors. In prayer rooms and sleepless bedrooms. Families discovered a strength they never knew they would need. Across the past 14 blogs and podcasts of The Ignored Crisis, we traveled through science and sorrow, policy and pain, neurons and nights without rest. We listened to caregivers carrying entire worlds on their tired shoulders. To clinicians navigating uncertainty. And to researchers patiently pushing against the limits of what is known. And along the way, one truth became clear. Alzheimer's disease is not only a medical diagnosis. It is a moral mirror. It asks us who we are. How we treat vulnerability. How we honor memory. How we care for those who can no longer talk for themselves. Dawn, not dusk. Now, as this series draws to a close, we are not standing at an ending. We are standing at a threshold. Dawn, not dusk. The storm has not disappeared. But the sky has softened. Light is breaking through. Research is moving faster than ever. Governments, once silent, are beginning to listen. Communities are learning the language of empathy. Technology, once distant and clinical, is becoming human. It is reaching into homes, supporting caregivers, extending independence. From Kerala to Kyoto, from Bengaluru to Boston, a shared understanding is taking shape. Hope is no longer theoretical. It is present. It is practical. It is real. Hope speaks now, clearly. In the relieved laughter of a caregiver who finally found support. In the steady eyes of a doctor who diagnoses early enough to change a life's course. In the quiet determination of a policymaker who signs a document that will reshape care for millions. This final chapter is not about closure. It is about courage. About continuity. About humanity rising together, resilient, radiant, and unwilling to give up. The journey continues. And this time, we walk it with light. Where do we stand now? Once, dementia was spoken of in hushed tones, wrapped in stigma and misunderstanding. Today, that language is changing. Across the world, awareness is rising, driven by organizations such as Alzheimer's Disease International, the World Health Organization, and national leaders like Alzheimer's and Related Disorders Society of India. Dementia India Report 2023 brought the issue firmly into public consciousness. Nearly 9 million Indians are living with dementia. The call is clear: India must have a national dementia plan, rooted in awareness, care, research, and rights. Globally, the WHO's extended global action plan to 2031 and ADI's from plan to impact framework have given us a compass. India, standing at the heart of the global south, carries both the soul and the scale to lead. Science, too, has found new wings. What was once dominated by a single theory has expanded into a richer understanding: inflammation, vascular health, gut-brain links, metabolic resilience. New medicines like lecanemab and donanemab are offering modest but meaningful slowdowns in early stages. Not cures, but proof that progress is possible. Research itself has changed. Institutions such as NIMHANS, AIIMS, and the Indian Council of Medical Research are now part of a collaborative, global ecosystem. On the ground, initiatives like Kerala's dementia-friendly pilots and ARDSI's memory walks are turning silence into structure. We have moved from whispers to blueprints. Innovation, with a human face. Science and compassion are no longer strangers. In Chennai, a startup is building smart stove sensors that shut off gas when left unattended. In Pune, GPS-enabled footwear gently guides elders back home. In Bengaluru, designers are reimagining dementia-friendly living spaces, with light, color, and calm. Across the world, dementia-friendly cities are taking shape, where signage guides without shouting, and architecture supports without overwhelming. In this context, India's Smart Cities mission holds extraordinary promise. Imagine a nation designed for memory, dignity, and belonging. Artificial intelligence, too, is stepping in quietly, supporting caregivers at night, flagging early cognitive changes, opening doors to earlier intervention. And beneath all this lies a deeper truth. Progress is not measured only in patents or GDP. It is measured in how gently we design the world for those who may one day forget it. Youth, the quiet vanguard. Hope often arrives in sneakers and school uniforms. Across India, young people are stepping into this movement, recording elders' stories, building assistive tools, and adopting grandparents who need companionship. These are not small gestures. They are cultural seeds. Every conversation dissolves stigma. Every classroom discussion reshapes the future. On social media, young caregivers are changing the emotional grammar of care, sharing honesty, exhaustion, laughter, and love. And when empathy goes viral, policy eventually follows. A world remembering together. Beyond borders, a quiet revolution is unfolding. Through World Alzheimer's Month, nations glow purple together, from the Sydney Opera House to the Gateway of India. The WHO's extended plan offers governments both time and a moral deadline. Countries like Japan, the UK, and Australia have shown what coordinated action can achieve. Now, India's moment has arrived, with the chance to lead a South-South model of humane dementia care. This is soft power at its most profound. Not spoken through diplomacy, but expressed through care. When the world sees India remembering its forgotten, it will remember India differently. Hope is a verb. Hope is not passive. It builds helplines, drafts policies, funds respite centers, trains volunteers, walks in memory parades. When hope is written into governance, it becomes structural. A future national dementia mission could transform care, create livelihoods, and embed cognitive health into India's wellness agenda. Let this be our promise. No one will face memory loss, alone, again. Memory is legacy. As the curtain falls on this series of blogs, The Ignored Crisis, let us pause for a moment. This journey began in silence and confusion. It ends in awareness, solidarity, and action. Now imagine a dawn 10 years from today. Routine dementia screening. Community centers, alive with laughter. Grandchildren helping elders navigate tablets. Research labs humming. Artists telling stories that normalize forgetting, without stripping dignity. And in a quiet living room, a daughter turns the pages of an old photo album with her father. He may not remember every name, but he remembers the warmth of her hand, the music of her voice. She smiles, because she knows now. Memory is more than recall. It is a connection, made visible. That is the horizon we walk towards. Not a cure tomorrow, but a culture today. For memory does not belong only to the brain. It belongs to the heart of a society that chooses to honor its elders, preserve its stories, and protect its humanity. Let this not be an ending, but a beginning. A collective remembering. A global awakening. A promise renewed. Thank you for joining me on Open Book, exploring various aspects of dementia. Soon, I will see you with a new series. Thank you.